SBS Radio.
National responses to the World Health Organization's designation of Omicron as a coronavirus variant of concern have triggered new travel chaos globally. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says Africans shouldn't be penalized with travel bans after sharing important new information about the potentially more contagious variant. Many countries, including Australia, have temporarily banned flights to and from southern Africa. In a statement read by Stéphane Dujarric, Mr. Guterres expressed his dismay over the bans.
In a statement we issued a bit earlier this morning, the Secretary General commended the government and scientists and health community of South Africa for acting early to identify the emergence of a new COVID-19 variant. The Secretary General said he is now deeply concerned about the isolation of southern African countries due to new COVID-19 travel restrictions.
The statement points out that despite UN and WHO warnings, the people of Africa were left behind in the global race to acquire vaccines, which has resulted in the continent becoming a breeding ground for variants.
As he and others have long warned, low vaccination rates are a breeding ground for variants. The people of Africa cannot be blamed for the immorally low level of vaccinations available on the continent, and they should not be penalized for identifying and sharing crucial science and health information with the world.
Mr. Guterres instead urged authorities to consider increased testing regimes and possible quarantine measures instead of outright travel bans.
What the Secretary General is saying is we think there are more science-based solutions, increased testing and even, you know, if people need to go into quarantine, but blanket barring of certain citizens, we feel is a form of collective punishment in a way.
Amid crowded scenes at Johannesburg Airport, Edward Barron, a holidaymaker from the United Kingdom, describes the predicament he and thousands of others are in.
I flew in on Tuesday to Joburg from the UK. Obviously, the bans came in Thursday, Friday, and so I got stuck. I think there's several thousand Europeans trying to get home via the only routes available, which I think now are Kenya and Ethiopia. And of course, if you want to avoid hotel quarantine, you need to stop there for 10 days or 14 days if you're going back to Dubai. So, yeah, it's a mess for everyone.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden has sought to reassure Americans that the United States is prepared to handle the new COVID-19 variant, pledging to accelerate development of vaccines if necessary.
The very day the World Health Organization identified the new variant, I took immediate steps to restrict travel from countries in southern Africa. But while we have that travel restrictions can slow the speed of Omicron, it cannot prevent it. The sooner or later, we're going to see cases of this new variant here in the United States. We'll have to face this new threat just as we face those that come before it. This variant is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic.
President Biden says his administration is working with vaccine makers Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson to develop contingency plans if needed to handle the new variant. Pfizer's chief executive officer, Albert Bourla, has told CNBC he expects its new experimental COVID-19 antiviral drug Paxlovid to be effective in treating patients with the Omicron variant.
The good news when it comes to our treatment is that it was designed with that in mind. It was designed with the fact that most mutations are coming in the spike, so the mechanism of actions that we're having is not related with the spike. So I'm very, very, very confident that this drug works for all known mutations, including the Omicron one. But we are working on follow-up drugs for the eventual case that maybe a resistance is developed.
Pfizer applied for emergency authorization of Paxlovid last week after reporting data showed it was 89% effective at preventing hospitalization or death in at-risk people. Omicron was first reported on the 24th of November from South Africa, where infections have risen steeply. It has since spread to more than a dozen countries. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says urgent research into the variant continues, but its emergence highlights a need for a global agreement on the management of future pandemics of any kind.
We don't yet know whether Omicron is associated with more transmission, more severe disease, more risk of reinfections, or more risk of evading vaccines. Scientists at WHO and around the world are working urgently to answer these questions. The emergence of the highly mutated Omicron variant underlines just how perilous and precarious our situation is. Indeed, Omicron demonstrates just why the world needs a new accord on pandemics.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.